Why are you always making me climb in the smallest of places?
Well, Jared, this is the best way to get to the podcast that we need to steal this week.
It's always
like
the
we fence. Do every week on Mondays.
Mondays, every Monday.
Yeah, religiously.
Sometimes I wish we could just walk through the door, but yeah. Every Monday on where do they find it?
On Spotify, Apple, anywhere yeah. that you can find podcasts. That's
sorry,
where
dude,
we are.
I get so hot in these vents, I think they have the heater on.
Oh, Jeremy, don't move. Michael and Jeremy steal your podcast every Monday wherever you get your podcasts and stuff.
We're going to take your podcast and we're going to do it
better,
faster,
stronger,
hornier.
Yes.
In an hour.
Or more. Sometimes.
The subject of today's episode is a method of torture which, at first glance, might not seem too horrible until you are strapped down and the simple drips turn into hammer blows. Using nothing more than a table and a bucket of water, this technique goes back to the late 15th century and, even though there is less than sparse evidence, lasted for at least a few hundred years. Used on prisoners and asylum patients alike, this process many times had one of two outcomes: insanity or death. A European invention with an Asian name, because of old-fashioned racism, it might not be used anymore, but it did lead to an even more infamous form of, quote, advanced interrogation. Today, we cover Chinese water torture. I'm Kevin Young.
And I'm Dan Harrigan, the Chief Entertainment Officer of Torture Inc.
This is torture. The CEO.
I have a thingy and everything for it, look.
You sure do. For those of you who can't see, got a little plaque that says Chief Entertainment Officer.
Oh, yeah. We run the risk of getting very racist throughout this with certain jokes because of the whole Chinese element here.
Really true.
So
I really try. I don't have any. People. I don't have anything written down specifically for it. So if we go that route, so everybody know, Dan said it.
Hey, look. I've already gotten to go ahead to talk about the Jews. So. Why not the Chinese?
Oh, fuck. Oh, so how's everything going over there in jolly old Ireland?
Good. Got my beer back.
I see
that's
that.
The most important thing. Uh-huh. It's been up and down in terms of the weather. It's been cold as shit, been rainy as shit, been hot and cold again, been rainy. It was sunny and then it pissed rain again.
Yeah.
So like, I always wondered like about John Fogerty. I know of Creedence Clearwater Revival, where he's saying, I want to know, have you ever seen the rain on a sunny day? And I guarantee you, he's never been to this country, because it's every fucking sunny day. So yes, John. Yes, John.
Every once in a while, we get some sunny rain. Sun on half the sky, and the rest of the sky is just like pissing on you. Those times where it's like it's raining and you don't even see the fucking clouds anywhere. It's just water from nowhere.
My favorite type here is when there's literally like a hard border, like you'd have like in a video game of rain. Yeah. Like it's happened before where I was sitting in a pub with my father and we're sitting there and out one window, like the door of the pub is in a corner and out one window is pissing rain. Out the other one it was nice and sunny. You walk out the door and it was literally just stopped at the edge of the building.
Yeah.
You could stand there and watch it come down. It's pretty funny, but yeah.
Yeah, we've had that. I've seen that a couple times. I remember we took a trip down to Florida. We were going to Disney when I was a kid,
and going down the interstate, and there's probably a, I don't know, 75 to 100 foot median in between the northbound and the southbound, and we're going southbound, and all of a sudden northbound is just getting pelted with rain. Windshield wipers going full blast, water fucking spraying off the tops of the vehicles. As we're just driving completely dry. Not a drop on us.
Sunglasses on.
How the fuck was that? The best is when you're, when you can stand there and you can hear it coming. Mm. Or you can look down the road and you can see the rain coming towards you. It's like completely dry where you are, but you look down a half a mile and everything's soaking wet. You can just hear it coming towards you. I love that.
It's like something from an apocalypse movie.
Mm-hmm. It's exactly what it is. It's like, shit, it's coming.
How are things with you?
All right.
Anything, you know, crazy?
Work, 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 work. The wife's sick right now. She's got the flu. Oldest kid, stepkid, had the flu, but he pretty much got over it. She takes forever to get over that shit. So she's sick. I don't know if she made me sick or not, or if I'm just congested. I'm always kind of a little congested. So hopefully she didn't make me sick, because unlike her, I'm not able to just kind of hang out the house and try to feel better. I still have to go to work.
Unlike her.
Yeah. Well, that's the truth. She doesn't have to. She doesn't have to go to work.
I'm surprised you didn't hear a "fuck you" over the microphone there.
Oh well.
Yeah, I decided time to switch it over to D&D real quick, kids. So I'm going to be doing the thingy heist, the Waterdeep dragon heist.
Okay. Right? Yeah.
And I decided that I did the roll at the start to see what season it would be, because then that dictates who the big bad is going to be in the whole thing. Right. And one of them you can get is Xanathar. And the whole thing is that he's meant to be a bit, you know, unstable. Mm-hmm. So I decided I'm going to try and do my best Christopher Walken for him. I thought it would be the best voice for Xanathar. So I can't do it yet. We'll get
work
there.
On it.
Yeah.
Practicing. Just Allison walking by their bedroom. What are you doing? Practicing my walking.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or that was either going to be that, or for any of the Irish or British people out there, you might even know him though, Gerry Adams, the ex leader of Sinn Féin from Northern Ireland.
No, sure.
But he wasn't a member of the IRA apparently.
They are the most famous ones.
So, yeah.
Well, all right. I got to play D&D with the kids not this past weekend, but the weekend before that. And it's the first time we sat down and played D&D. First time we sat down and played D&D in months. I mean, months since we sat down and played a one-shot. I record all the sessions that have to go with this campaign with them.
Mm-hmm.
I used to turn it into a podcast. Now it's like, I don't have time. I'm probably never going to do it, because we'll get back into it for a little bit and then we'll stop. And then we'll get back into it for a little bit and we'll stop. So there's no point. But they insisted that we record, and it's actually not that bad of an idea, because that way I don't have to go back and look at notes. I can just, if I forget something, I can just go back and listen, which is how I had to figure out exactly where we left off this past time. And the last time we had done anything with this campaign was November of 2022.
Jesus
fucking Christ.
Can't be that long ago, because I remember listening to the podcast for it, so.
Jesus. Yeah, man. Fuck.
I don't want to know when the last time I had a proper session was. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if I would call these proper sessions, but.
Well, that's my point. I'm not talking about the one with the kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
They'll probably have a folder somewhere, but well.
They're a little bit better at it now. I don't know if I'm any better at it, but they were a little bit better at it this time, so It's a good time.
Cool.
Fun.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Oh my god, no, it was August 2022 that I started making up the stuff for the Dicks campaign that we were talking about possibly doing. That never got off the ground. That was in a few months, that'd be 2 years.
Time flies.
Hate life.
Life gets in the way. All right. Well, before we get started, we need to give a big shout out to Michael and Jeremy Steal Your Podcast. They recently broke into our studio, stole our podcast, drank Dan's beer. They dyed my beard. Episode is out now. We'll have a link in the show notes. Just a heads up. I know if you listen to this to us, you probably aren't offended easily, but these guys kind of go maybe a little bit further than we do with some of the jokes. So just keep that in mind when you're listening. That it's all humor. It's all in good fun. So if you hear something that's offensive, just be like, these guys are just trying to make me laugh.
Yep.
It's kind of.
Think of any offensive R word, and they use it extensively, all of them, throughout the episode.
There's a few things I said, and I went, "Ooh, fuck."
Yeah.
But we sat down and recorded together, and they did an interview with us for their Patreon, and we had a good time, had a few good laughs, and so go listen to that whenever you get done listening to this. It's out now. And that reminds, so I didn't say anything then because it kind of happened at the ass end, but I don't know if you guys, with the past handful of episodes of listening and you've been hearing, on my end, I've tried to mute it out, edit it out, but every once in a while I'm talking, you'll hear a knock, just a toot, 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 for the longest time, and Dan, we talked about this last time we recorded. For the longest time, I thought, shit, I got some branches or something that are just kind of banging up against the windows or the roof in here or something. I need to go out there and cut them down. So much so that after we got done recording the last time, not with Jeremy and Michael, but the last actual recording we had, I actually ran outside around the house to see what limbs it was that was knocking against the window because I wanted to chop them off. I couldn't really find them. There's foliage everywhere, but I couldn't find any, like, particular branch that was banging against something. So right when we're getting done to almost done recording with Jeremy and Michael, I heard it again. So we got off of here, and I looked real quick. I was like, I'm going to find this fucking thing. Let's see what the fuck it is. It's knocking on.
It open was Pee Wee Herman.
Open up this little curtain thing that I have here and peek out the window. A fucking cardinal is banging up against my window with its little orange beak. I mean, dive bombing my goddamn window. Just boom, 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 boom. Just against, it's like, what are you doing? Oh, and it's not even a big cardinal. It's actually, it looks like an adolescent. A bright red, little orange beak, just banging its fucking face against my goddamn window over and over and over again. It's like, what the fuck are you doing? I was outside with the dog the other day, and I hear it again, and I look over, and the thing is on the side view mirror of my neighbor's truck, bashing its face against his fucking driver's side window. It's like, what is wrong with? I think I have a mentally challenged bird over here. What the fuck?
Sounds like the start of some form of zombie apocalypse thing.
Something. I'm going to walk outside one of these days, and it's going to be cardinals everywhere. It's going to be like the birds. There's going to be cardinals everywhere. It's like, shh, go back inside. And I'm going to get to a phone booth, and they're just going to start dive bombing me. No, right when we're sitting here getting ready to start, I could hear it, and I peeked out there real quick. And it wasn't just sitting on something, not banging its head. It was flying, like, full force over and over against my fucking window. It's like, what is wrong with you, dude? Christ.
Birds are idiots.
Some birds are idiots. I don't understand. I don't know if it's out there being like, it's fucking cold as shit out here, let me in, or what. But it's been doing it for, got like a month and a half, 2 months, just banging against my fucking window every time I'm out here.
One of my cats came in here, as they usually do, and there's an Amazon box up next to, there's a stack of boxes kind of next to my guitars, and the top of them is an Amazon box. Yeah. And inside the Amazon boxes are the acoustic treatment stuff, right? And one, the top one is only small panels. He's after getting up, tipping the box over, emptying all the panels out of it, and climbing inside the box.
Climbing in the box. These, I don't want these, I don't want these, I want this.
Little dickhead. So now there's acoustic paneling gone down across the floor.
He's just peering his head out. Just peering his head out the box, like, schmaggle, like, precious. It's fine.
Dickhead. Anyway, yeah.
But no,
just good to hear about your bird, though.
Yeah, at least I know.
You finally know what it is. It's not somebody maybe trying to break in.
Yeah, maybe once it starts to warm up, it'll fucking get out of here. Oh, goddamn.
Then you'll miss it.
Cardinals are one of those things that when you're growing up or when you don't see them a whole lot and you see one, it's like, oh, a cardinal. Look at it. It's beautiful. But when I worked at the zoo, I saw them like literally 12 times a day. Mm. So I see a cardinal now. It's just, I don't fucking care. Just go.
So it goes with cows.
Oh, it's us with cows too. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but you're still, Midwest.
Yeah, you still, when you drive by like a farm or something, you see cows, you're still like, oh, look, cows. Yeah.
Oh, horses. It's a dog. It's brown.
It's a big white and black dog, you know, and over a couple cities away from us, they don't anymore, but there used to be a ranch that had buffalo.
Yeah.
You drive by, be like, oh, look, buffalo. Not anymore, though. They got rid of them.
They make such the most delicious sauce. So they do.
I'm not
them into a, put them into a big thingy and they crush them down and it goes.
You know those hydraulic videos you see on TikTok where they put stuff in and the thing just kind of
apparently our meeting will end in 10 minutes because I'm not upgraded to Pro anymore.
We just got done talking about how they were going to take away. So for people who don't know, now on Zoom, it used to be on Zoom where two people could talk indefinitely as long as only two people. And now, and then they changed it, what was it, last year or something, and said that unless you have a paid account, you can only talk to one another for 45 minutes.
And, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And Dan was the one who had the Zoom account for us. He let it lapse. He's like, oh, fuck it. And they've been sending him notifications telling him, hey, your subscription lapsed. And he's like, fuck it. Do something about it then. Yeah. Apparently they have. Anyway, you know those hydraulic videos and TikTok where the little thing comes down and pushes down on like the chocolates and shoots up through that's what they do with the buffaloes. They just put the buffaloes in there and they crush them down and out comes buffalo sauce and you just put your wings in it. And I'm not a giant fan of buffalo sauce myself. It's okay, but I'd much rather just I'd rather do like a spicy honey barbecue or garlic parmesan or something. I won't like not eat it. If there's buffalo wings there, I will eat them. But that's not like the first thing I'm going for.
Yeah, I like it. I do prefer other things, but yeah. It's very generic, if you get me. It looks like you have passed your invoice on your account. Please visit invoice pay, trying out sending payments in order to make changes to your account.
It says we have, 7 minutes and 55 seconds?
Something like that.
That'll be all right.
I'm just going to pay for a month for now.
Okay.
I'll upgrade it next June or something. I spent all my money on chocolate.
Oh, yeah, the little clicker, the little ticker went by.
Your plan has been updated. Thank you very much.
You should have waited until it was like 1 second left. And just see,
yeah.
Oh, the anticipation. Anyway, Dan, you have any siblings or cousins that used to hold you down and drip water on you as a kid?
For the basis of this, yes.
Yep.
That time I stole an orange, the bastards all drip water on me as punishment.
Well, I'm the youngest, and my older brother, I have a bunch of brothers and one sister, but my immediately older brother, Brandon, there was a couple times where he got on me and like had a glass of water and he put his finger on it and then he like dripped the water right in the middle of my forehead. And he goes, Chinese water torture, Chinese water torture. I don't know if anybody had to do that. I don't know if my brother was just a sadist or what. But my brother used to do that to me. And I know cousins and stuff like that do that to their friends and everything. A little racist. But yeah, figure by now everybody probably knows what Chinese water torture is to some extent.
Do tell, Kevin.
Well, let's get into it. Dan? The famous podcast, Let's Get Into It. Dan, let's take you back to the mid-1800s in France. You are an inmate or patient at an asylum for whatever reason. The weight of the world finally got to you. Could happen to anybody.
Could happen right now.
But you, Dave, you went insane waiting for the Zoom clock to tick down.
Yeah.
Before you resubscribed. But you, Dan, have been struggling with insomnia and headaches. And you complain to the doctors, and they decide that you must have too much blood in your brain. No, you're, what was his name? God damn it, it's going to kill me now. What is his fucking name?
I'm Dan.
Not Dan. It wasn't Dan. Richard Chase. That's what it is. I had to look it up. I remember. You're Richard Chase. Richard Chase was a murderer who believed that he had too much blood. He believed he had not enough blood. So he used to drink other people's. Yeah. He also believed that his feet were on backwards.
The backwards man.
Yeah, he's a weird guy. But you, they think that you have too much blood directly in your brain. And they have just the treatment. So they take you to a room and strap you down to a bed or a lean-back chair. Your arms, torso, legs, and head are all immobilized. Then a cold drop of water drips into the middle of your forehead. Then after a few seconds, another. A few seconds later, another. Then another. And another. 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 On and on, for seemingly hours. The idea behind it.
Shower.
Got one of those low flow shower heads, like a Seinfeld episode.
So it's been 6 hours to get washed in the goddamn thing.
I want that one. I use that one for elephants in Romania. That's the one I want. The idea behind this was that it would cause the blood in the head to dissipate. It does not work.
Well,
you know what we do.
I'm not a doctor or a scientist, so.
That's not how it works.
This is like those other guys I wanted to see how long it would take the dead body that would just float straight away to float. They already know the answer to this whole thing, and they're just like, let's do this.
They're probably like, these people keep complaining about being tired, can't sleep, they have headaches. Let's just drip water on them and see what happens.
It's literally like throwing shit at a wall and seeing what sticks. It's like, if we smear peanut butter behind your ear, then you can get rid of arthritis in your knee. Shit like that.
Yeah. Stand on your head, drink a glass of water with peanut butter in your mouth and see if it gets rid of your hiccups, stuff like that. Yeah, just try the stupidest shit possible. Something has to work eventually.
And if all else fails, leeches.
Leeches or do heroin about it.
Yeah.
you just give them cocaine or heroin. Say, here, see if that
helps. Or opium. Yeah.
Opium. Yeah.
Yeah. Or good old fashioned tincture.
So this obviously doesn't work. However, the constant dripping in the same spot hundreds of times over, the cold water hitting the one location again and again, running down the side of your head and your face, down into your eyes, the persistent anticipation of the next drop can eventually drive you insane.
This is
Chinese water torture. Just beating you down, dragging you down day by day.
Constant anticipation, like I said, you're just waiting.
You're waiting to hear that thing in your head that goes snap. You're like, oh, there it is. Now I'm crazy.
Don't mind if I do.
Now, unfortunately, we don't have very much information on this particular method. Now, there's just not a whole lot out there. But as always, I'll tell you everything that we know. To do that, might as well go back to the beginning, which is, contrary to popular belief, not in China, but in late 15th or early 16th century Italy, and credited to a man by the name of Hippolytus de Marseillus, which I'm sure I'm butchering it. You got to put your fingers together. Your forefinger and your middle finger and your thumb. You got to put them together.
You
got to go bobba da boopy. What do you do? You got to shake your hand. You got to bobba da boopy. Born 1451 in Bologna, Italy. Was it Bologna? Proper way to pronounce it? Bologna?
I don't know.
Well,
just a couple
Irish
of I'm not from there.
I mean, you both start with I. I figured you knew.
Probably Bologna, Bologna.
Bologna. Bologna, Italy. That's a Midwest.
Billy Bologna, Italy.
Yeah. He would get his doctorate in 1480 and become a lawyer soon after. He taught Roman law and was the first person to document sleep deprivation as a means of torture, wherein the interrogators would repeat same questions, shaking their victim at random intervals, pricking them with sharp pins, or forcing them to march down a hall endlessly. He was a little bit of a sadist. He was kind of a dick. Just so you know, this guy was kind of a fucking dick.
Nice.
At some point, he noticed that constant dripping water would, over the course of time, bore a hollow into stone. What was that?
I said, piss you off.
Yeah. What is that dripping?
I googled you it. Search. It's Bologna.
Bologna.
Bologna. Oh. Holy Bologna.
It's when the smoke alarm keeps going off because the battery's dying, but you don't know which smoke alarm. So you run around your house just waiting. You run to the other side of the house. You run to the other side of the house.
Mm.
Yeah, been there. Or you get an itch that you can't find. You ever have that?
Yeah.
I talked to my wife about that. I was like, an itch you can't find. And she goes, what are you talking about? It's like when you get an itch, but you don't know where it is. You know something itches, but you're scratching all over. You're scratching where you think it itches, but it's not right. So you go searching your body for where it is. She's like, I've never had that. Really? No, I've never had that.
My foot's itchy. Oh, no, wait, hold on. It was my ass. This whole thing.
Yeah, it's fucking weird. Anyway, so he noticed that constant dripping of water would, over time, bore a hollow into stone. And he thought, hey, I bet that would work great on people. So his idea was to take prisoners, strap them down head to toe, blindfold them, and then start the dripping, all while trying to pull whatever information from them that he can. He thought that in a matter of hours, the water would burrow a hole into their forehead. It's like, no, it takes a lot longer than that.
Again, look, this is where the separation between, doctors and science, and ironically enough, in this case, baloney, You know, like, it's just... Yeah. Like, the fucking thought process. The whole thing.
Do you hear it?
Yeah.
You heard it?
I heard it.
Fucking bird. Fucking bird. Goddamn cardinal. I'm going to get it on video, and I'll post it on Instagram.
You know what you need to do? You need to tie that cardinal down and slowly drip water on its head. Not that we condone.
Who sent you here?
Animal torture. Yeah.
At this point.
Who does number two work for?
Who does number two work for? That's right, you give it, man. How about a courtesy flush, though, man?
See, I did say I put up Trustpilot review.
Yeah.
And it was because of the fact that I kind of nearly wouldn't want to do an ad like this without actually trying the things out. So both you and I have ordered numerous products. I have ordered, I think it's 3 of the bundles.
Yeah.
Got the beard growth bundle with the derma roller and the growth accelerator, which I will report back in on over time, because it takes weeks upon weeks, a couple of months for it to properly take effect.
Yeah. It's not one of those things where you put it on and all. It's like a cartoon, you put it on and it just comes out.
Yeah, it's not the Moxinel. That's what it ain't. Like, you know, I wish it was. But I did get the shampoo conditioner bundle. I got 2 bundles of the oils also, where it has the elixir and the day tonic. So I got 2 different scents in that one of the silver tier. I think it was the Viking Storm, and I got Holmier's Poem, the gold one.
Yeah, I haven't. That's the one I don't think I've tried yet. Amazing. I might get it next time I order. What's it smell like? You know,
like sex. I don't know. Like, it's really good. Like, no, like, Alison loves it. See, the thing is, it's got. Whenever I put on deers, I'm going through the Viking Storm one first. And she was like, the smell of that. And then the other day, because I wanted to test it out, what it was like, I threw on the night elixir for the Holmier's Poem. Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh my God, that's way better. Like, and the price difference between them was only a couple of euros. So I'll be buying the gold tier one next time around again, I think. Because genuinely, it is way nicer. But I think they're great, though, because I always used another kind of brand and stuff, and it's worked out a good chunk cheaper, and it is way better quality. This stuff is so.
You know, you got to wait for it to be shipped to you, which can sometimes it's a lot quicker now than what it was before when they first started out. When I first got with them about 3 years ago, it took a long time to get the shipment in, and now it's a lot quicker. But for that little bit of time, you have no wash, you have no oil, and you go to the store and you get just the off the shelf stuff, and it's oil is oil, but honestly, there is such a difference between the stuff you're buying at the store for $10 and what you're getting at the Beard Struggle. That's why I keep going back to them.
Not 100%.
I love them. I do. Even though I've tried others, be like, I'll give this a try, see if it's any good. But that's something you kind of have to do. If you're, to see how good the quality product is, you need to try something else. And every single time it's been, well, that's no good. Get more Beard Struggle.
Yeah, that's pretty much where I am now as well. Yeah. And they have a sampler kit for each of their things. They have a bad sampler kit. And
it comes with their standard scents that are kind of always there. Yeah. And so if you don't know what you would like, which so far I have not found one that has not gone over well with the wife, which is really what matters.
Straight.
But if you don't know what scent you like, you get the sampler kit and you find out. You'll probably find out that you like all of them. And if you want to get that, use our exclusive discount code Torture19 at checkout. It's beardstruggle.com. Do what's right for your beard. Do what's right for your face. Now, amongst the historical community, there are also suggestions that Chinese water torture evolved from water torture in Spain. This specific form of torture was used mostly by the Spanish Inquisition and involved strapping victims down and dripping water onto their heads. Victims were often strapped upside down and could see each drop of water coming, at best leading to ulcers developing on the affected area, at worst, insanity. Now, used in prisons, possibly, the prisoners were told that not only would the water drill straight into their heads, but that the water was poisonous and would poison the brain once it broke through. Which, again, if you were to tell somebody that now, they'd be like, shut the fuck up. But, you know, a couple hundred years ago, people were more, I guess they were more naive or gullible for that type of stuff. Because, you know, nobody knew much about science.
Also, this, nobody expects a Spanish Inquisition either, so.
Now, this punishment, nothing like getting in a Monty Python reference while we're in the middle of recording. This punishment could take days, maybe even weeks, causing a blister and ruined skin in the area, and eventually bringing a victim to complete insanity. They say it was the anticipation of the next drip would drive you insane. It was supposed to be regular intervals, but it would be irregular half the time. And just the cold water hitting the same spot over and over. After a while, it stops feeling so much like a steady drip as it does like a hammer pounding you in the middle of the forehead every few seconds. So.
Yeah,
plus the water gets in your eyes, and
it's like when you have hiccups and they go away, and then you're anticipating it, and it doesn't happen, and you feel really weird, and you're like,
"Are you do the weird one sneeze? You sneeze really hard, and you're like,
yeah,
you're almost disappointed that you don't get into the next one because the first one felt so good." Now, there's very scant information on the method from the 16th century to the 19th century. There's an idea that people could actually be tortured to death through the drop water technique. The individual would be strapped down and the water would begin to drip, and then they would be left there. No food, no water, just the constant dripping. Eventually,
well, some water. Like, it's not what he wanted.
We're out of water. I'll piss in it. That's a little gross. That's a little gross.
Yeah.
Again, eventually feeling a hammer blows to the face or to the top of the scalp, depending on how they're strapped down. You're like a trickle of aqua, maybe eventually making its way to your mouth. You would lay there or sit, going insane until you die of cardiac arrest from dehydration. Ironically, it is kind of like the height of like dying of dehydration while you're on a boat in the ocean, all this water and
none of it. We're getting run over by an ambulance. That Alanis Morissette is ironic.
That's ironic.
Just throwing it out
there. 10,000 spoons when all you needed was a knife.
Yeah, or raining on your wedding day. That's a shit look.
Or meeting the man of your dreams and then meeting his beautiful wife. That's not ironic. That just sucks. Or it's a challenge. You met the
depends on your morals.
Then you meet his wife and you're like, challenge accepted. At some point, they, again, possibly, would put you in front of an audience, and you would have to endure the laughter of countless attendees as you flinch at every drop of, by now, freezing cold water. That's kind of just like insult to injury.
Yeah.
Because you're already like, oh, every time it hits you. And now you got people standing there going, and it hits you and you flinch, and they're like, because you know they're pompous assholes, Germany, France, England, wherever. They're just going, oh, every time it drops on your fucking head.
Surely that would get annoying for them as well, though. Like to hear, like it annoys the shit out of me hearing a constant bloop, bloop.
Yeah,
like, bloop.
I imagine. Oh, I mean, it was. Oh, I imagine it. I imagine it would lose its entertainment value fairly quickly.
Yeah.
Unless you're like a sadist, but again, we are talking about, you know, Victorian era or pre-Victorian era.
Yeah, they didn't exactly have Breaking Bad to go and entertain them. They were very easily entertained.
Yeah.
Like, when you think about, like, even back in medieval times, the whole court jester thing, you've got to go, ooh, and everybody's like,
la la la. La la la. Yeah, but I think that was more for, like, the kings who are all inbred and half mentally challenged themselves. That's King George going crazy and all that shit. Now, we do know for a fact that it was used in French and German asylums in the mid-1800s. Some doctors at the time believed insanity had physical causes and that water torture could cure patients of their mental afflictions. Convinced that a buildup of blood in the head caused people to go insane, these asylum workers used a quote-unquote dripping machine to alleviate internal congestion. Patients were restrained and commonly blindfolded before cold water was released upon their foreheads at regular intervals from a bucket above. This treatment was also employed to cure headaches and insomnia, naturally, to no success.
Sorry to sink in there. And imagine when the doctors, in that place, just sitting there one day doing his gardening, realizes that his bucket has a hole in it, and he's like, "Oh, I've got to think of use for this now." I know it is the dripping machine. It brings it into work the next day. I'm like, "Hey guys, look what I have!" It's like, "Hey Ted, is that just a bucket with a hole in it?" No,
that's the what dripping machine. Look what I built.
Patent pending.
How are you a doctor? Sir, I'll have you know I've been able to read and write for almost 3 months now. Oh, he's the smartest in the room. We'll see what he has to say. This is pretty much the way you became a doctor back then, is you just learned how to read and write, and you knew more than everyone else.
Yeah. What a time to be alive.
Oh, what a time. Now, we also know that at some point in the mid-1800s, it made its way to America. Now, we know this because of a semi-famous picture of an inmate being strapped to a sit-up-style drip machine at Sing Sing Prison in New York. However, I wasn't able to find any other information except for a different form of water torture machine that would drop full buckets of ice-cold water on a person's body instead of a simple drip. In December 18, 1858 issue of Harper's Weekly, they claim, quote, "We need no longer, it seems, travel to China or Japan for illustrations of torture. A visit to our own penitentiaries and prisons will furnish all the horrors that the most curious appetite can desire." So, if it was invented in Italy, or possibly Spain, why was it called Chinese water torture? Well, that all came down to 100% pure, unadulterated racism. It's all, I mean, pretty much it. See, to us Westerners.
Nice.
Yeah. To us Westerners, several centuries ago, up until, well, the not too distant past, the idea of something being Asian or Chinese, or possibly the worst, Oriental, was seen as exotic, menacing, and dangerous. So just calling it the water drop torture or a dripping machine didn't evoke a sense of dread and anxiety, but Chinese water torture, well, that was foreign and threatening.
I must remember that next time I order a Chinese takeout. Just, like, no! That's foreign and threatening. Don't go near it. Leave the comb pouch chicken at all. Go for something local, like pizza. The Italians never did anything wrong.
I mean, honestly, the majority of Chinese food you would get anywhere outside of China isn't even Chinese food anyway.
No, it's just sugar with noodles and shit.
Yeah, just call him up and be like, I would like food, please.
Yeah.
This Chinese restaurant.
What color do you want that to be? Beige. Beige.
Well, the best is when you're looking at a menu and it says, all this mixed with a brown sauce. I'm sorry. Yeah. That does not sound appetizing. Brown sauce. You say like a sweet and spicy orange sauce. It's like, sounds good. Brown sauce. It's not
the same. That's it. Here there is that HP brown sauce stuff. Everybody's crazy about it. Well, not everybody, but no, it's fucking disgusting shit.
It's just, I don't know. It's just not I see things dipped in brown sauce. It's like, it just looks like gravy.
Yeah.
Everything brown to me. I mean, I don't know about anywhere else, but this is the Midwest thing maybe, but everything that's in brown sauce just looks like, it just looks like gravy.
It's like gravy. I was going to say, that's what they tend to call most sauces down south, though. It's just gravy.
Just gravy.
Ah, sorry. We got claws digging into me.
Cat clawing into you.
Yeah. Oh, you filthy bastard.
And then in 1892, the name entered the public lexicon when it was mentioned in a short story in the Overland Monthly entitled The Compromiser. Quote, for 3 long months he drank from the Pierian spring, and then he stopped because, forsooth, his thirst was quenched. Vain were the solicitations of Messrs. Osgood, Peeper, and Powers. A man of clay is not an India rubber bottle. And Dick, having entered until he felt like a victim of the Chinese water torture, made his escape before the plank was laid across his body. Just climbing all over you.
Sorry, I had to mute myself while I was doing that, because the thing is, his claws are so fucking sharp. If I don't have something like this shirt on, then it hurts. But there you go. Now, look, you can crawl all over me all you want. And now it's just, he's going to get down now. There he goes. Get away from the microphone. It's not your turn.
It would become even more famous when Harry Houdini would create the Chinese water tank escape trick in 1911, even though the two have nothing to do with one another.
But there's, it's foreign and exotic.
It's foreign and exotic. There's the Chinese water torture and the Chinese water tank escape trick have nothing to do with one another except racism and water. Pretty much. That's all it is. Just racism and
racism
water.
Racism and
racism.
That's water. The name of my album.
That's the name of my country. That's the name of my country album.
It's racism, my sex and tape. Water.
Ew. That doesn't sound good. Now, even though Chinese water torture or drip torture would be outlawed in the early 1900s, it would eventually lead to an even more widely used and just as ineffective at getting the truth out of criminals and terrorists method of torture, or advanced interrogation technique, waterboarding. But that's an episode all on its own. I had contemplated on whether or not we should dig deeper into like waterboarding and the machine that was used in Sing Sing, was called like a water bath or water shower or something like that. But that really is just its whole own thing. And there is a lot of stuff to cover with waterboarding, a lot of stories that can be told with waterboarding. And I just kind of wanted to give the old CWT its own little episode.
CWT.
The old CWT.
Oh, yeah.
Just its own thing. Just a quick, you know, little episode just to lighten the palate a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
But that's honestly, it's all we got on it.
Sure. Look.
There's not a whole lot more. I mean, I can sit here and read you the Wikipedia page, but that's honestly about as long, if not shorter, as what the episode I have written down here is. So I know there's a couple things in pop culture, though. Dan, were you able to find any pop culture on
it? Yeah, there's a thing where there's an Australian artist recreated water torture by lying in a bed and having a boat filled with water suspended above them and had it dripping down on them, which is kind of fucked up. Mythbusters covered it at one stage.
I watched that episode of Mythbusters.
I probably have. They also, Floki in Vikings technically had it done to him.
Yeah.
If you recall, in a cave where they tied him up, strapped him up like this, so where they found where there was water dripping down from the ceiling of the cave, and they tied him up.
Yeah.
Below.
I vaguely remember that. I haven't seen Vikings in forever. I vaguely remember that.
As soon as we said we'd do this, I was like, oh, that's the first thing I thought of. It's like, oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, just like it's in movies, and again, obviously, the whole thing to do with Houdini, which isn't actually directly related to it.
Yeah, it has nothing. Yeah. Every source I looked at for this had two things. Had Mythbusters and had Houdini. It is like, the Mythbusters thing I get. You don't need to write three paragraphs about the Mythbusters episode to puff up your blog, but okay. Yeah. But the Houdini thing, I understand that the one probably kind of influenced the other, but they really have nothing to do with one another. They're completely two different things.
They do in Deadpool as well, as one of the methods to try and get them to bring out superpowers, if I remember correctly.
In
the first one? Is that one of the put them under pressure or whatever? I thought it was in that. I'm trying to think now. I know it was in another movie. But
it could have been. I don't know. I don't remember that part. I remember them trying to get his superpowers out, but I don't remember the Chinese water torture part of it. But it's a possibility. Could have.
I'll probably have to watch it again. Good excuse. But that's most of it, really. Like, yeah. I did find that.
Mythbusters episode was actually pretty good on it, and I remember Adam Savage had no effect on him. He was like, this is just, you know, I'm bored, but that's about it. I'm wet and bored. And then Carrie Byron sat down, and it kind of freaked her out, but when it was all said and done, she said the part of it that got to her the most was the fact that her head was strapped down and she couldn't move. And that water was going in her eyes and then streaming down her face, which made her feel like she was crying, which put her in even more
kind of
uncomfortable and distressed mood. So, which I guess, I mean, whatever works, you know.
Yeah.
If that's what you're aiming for. That's a good episode. Also, I know that YouTube, there's plenty of people on YouTube that have videos of them going through this
there's, if you were to look up water torture, there's like for pop culture reference stuff, and I see anything to do with any form of water torture ends up coming up. So any movie you've ever seen that has somebody being waterboarded comes up in it too. Here's a nice little bit of a thing for you. Our girl Tay Tay named an album after us. Her newest album she's bringing out.
I saw that.
It's named after us. You heard it here first, kids.
That's right.
She knows.
I mean, where else did she get the name from? Obviously.
100%.
It's got to be us. She heard all the horrible things we were saying, and then all the nice things we were saying about leaving her the fuck alone.
Yeah.
But don't
I
worry.
I think she was copying the Dead Poets Society until she realized then that she couldn't do that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, she's two words.
She probably could. She could just buy out the rights to the movie. But that seems like overkill. But don't worry if everybody's kind of upset that we kind of have been taking it easy on Swift for a while because of the whole football thing. Football's over for right now.
Oh,
so we can go back to making fun of her music. Perfectly fine.
Kevin's frozen. Oh, he's back.
I froze?
Yep.
Oh,
it's my internet connection is unstable, apparently.
Oh.
Well, it's not just my internet connection that's unstable.
It's from all that water being dripped on her head.
That's it. Yeah, 100%.
Trying to get rid of the headaches and the insomnia.
A little fun fact for you.
Shoot.
Did you know that scientists have discovered a direct correlation between hours of NASCAR watched versus how attractive you find your sister?
Oh, really? Yeah.
They're the same scientists that believe that dripping water on somebody's head will, you know, relieve them of blood or some shit. Yeah.
I have a headache. That's too much blood in your brain. Go watch some NASCAR with your sister. Yeah, all that blood will drain down into your penis.
Yeah. Oh, how are you doing, little lady? My name's Bubba Ray. Bubba. Oh. Ain't nothing better than a shitload of left-hand turns.
He's making another turn.
I started watching the NASCAR Netflix series. It was actually kind of entertaining. I like motorsport.
What series is that?
It's a new one they're after releasing. So they had one for Formula One that's Drive to Survive. And now they have another one that started up to do with NASCAR. I can't remember what it's called. It's like Full Throttle or something cheesy like that. But
Okay. Good. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, because I never knew the structure of the championships and all that shit. So like, it's nice to know. Because I'm getting back into most motorsports, is watching GT racing today and stuff like that. So,
now as a big Formula One guy, what do you consider the difference between NASCAR and Formula One? Because you make fun of NASCAR fans, but what's between? Is it just Formula One's European?
No. Well, they have Formula One in America as well, but their necks are an awful lot less red. They haven't all got names like Bubba and Chubba and, sure, you know, sure, they don't all date their cousins. Sure. I'm only messing. No, I don't know. There's plenty of differences in the types of racing and stuff like that. Like, you know, and obviously fan base and all that shit. That's like saying, what's the difference between American football and rugby? They both have a queer shaped ball and they don't really use their feet too much except for running. That's about it.
I mean, you kick the ball in both sport.
Yeah.
You know, at some point. Many a championship have been won with the feet in American football. It's just, for somebody who doesn't watch either one, racing has never been something that's really sparked an interest in me. I never mind going racing, like the illegal street racing and shit like that. Me and my friends used to do that every once in a while, but, you know, pit our car against some new dude who's in town who has a maybe
racing for pinks, bruh.
Yeah,
were you guys fast and furious?
No, we were mildly speedy and angsty.
Cool,
because we were teenagers. But for somebody who's kind of outside of it and looks at all that, to me, it's just like Formula One. It just looks like NASCAR with weirder looking cars.
Yeah, I can understand that. Yeah, I'm. It's they're very different. Everything about them, really, except for the fact that realistically the only thing they share is four wheels and an engine and people operating them. So everything about them is very different. So it's the same again. GT racing is completely different. Stock car racing is completely different.
My father-in-law is big into racing. He hates NASCAR, but him and his brothers and a whole bunch of people in his family are racers. And they do funny cars. They love the funny car racing. Weird looking, almost like go-kart looking cars. They go do that. They love that. But he's like, fuck NASCAR.
I think it's really funny because I think NASCARs are some of the nicest looking race cars. I never really got into it because you couldn't really watch it here for the longest time. Yeah. So, that's something I'm kind of starting to watch, so I might take the piss out of it, but chances are I'll probably watch like next season or something. So, because I like anything with engines and wheels going, like being into racing.
My grandmother was a huge NASCAR fan. Not my grandfather. Yeah. My mom's parents, I would go over to their house when, you know, obviously when they were alive, and grandma would be sitting at the kitchen table with their little TV in their kitchen, just chain smoking. She probably had a large amount of money on one of the racers. Probably Rusty Wallace was her favorite racer because he's from St. Louis, and we're from the St. Louis area. She grew up in Muskuta, which is just south of St. Louis on the Illinois side. But she was a big gambler, huge gambler, and she loved racing. She loved NASCAR. So I'd be in there watching that with her for a little bit, and I'd get bored, and I'd go in the living room with my grandpa, and he'd be watching Days of Our Lives. Like, this seems backwards.
Yeah.
What is...
I'll be out hanging out with your grandmother.
It's like, I don't know which room I'd rather be in. or I don't know which room I'd rather not be in.
Hey, Grandma, so I'm Baba Joe Jim Bob.
I just go run through the house. My grandpa always had a really nice house, so I just go run through the house for a while. And my grandpa used to say about soap operas, he hated them and he loved them. Be like, you watch and watch and watch for years, and they never leave the same damn party. But then you miss 2 weeks, and 20 years has gone by in the show. It's like, he hated it, but he knew if he stopped, if he missed a week, then fuck, he'd be lost. Everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you stop?
Oh, shit. Well, thank you to our patrons, Jagamani, Willow Quinn Fowler, MX Sinister 26, and our newest cult leader, Nevin. Thank you guys so much. If you would like to be a patron, or just get some of the extra content that we have, you go sign up, patreon.com/torturepod. Sign up for a cult leader tier for free for 7 days. Just see if you like it. Just a little bit. Just a tip. Just see how it feels. You can message us. Goddamn Cardinal is banging against my fucking window. I know what I'm having for dinner. You can send us emails, and we will read them on here if, you know, they're about something. Don't just be like, hey,
send about an email. Something.
Yeah, as long as they're about something, we will read them. Torturepod@gmail.com. Or you can go to our Instagram or our Twitter and DM us. And we might, or even our TikTok, @torturepod on all those. Go to Apple or Good Pods and rate, review. Good Pods is a good one for independent podcasts, you know, because independent podcasts don't get a whole lot of reviews on Apple, but Good Pods is more built for independent podcasters, which we are.
Tell us about the time you tortured somebody, but then also remember to CC your local police department into that email.
Do a Dennis Rader and be like, can you track this if I use a floppy disk? And then we'll be like, no, of course not.
It's like the time my father wanted to text somebody something really bad. I think it was basically telling some guy to fuck off. Right?
Yeah.
But he was like, he put his phone onto private, which only works for phone calls. Sent a text message. He's like, it's okay, I sent it private. It's like, that doesn't fucking work.
They'll never know who it is. Yeah. I'm gonna send this nasty text to this person. Don't worry, phone's on airplane mode. Yeah. I think I'm above them.
I just got to take from an airplane.
They'll never find me. Be like, send the cops. Be like, I killed that person, but you'll never find me. And the cops are like, oh, shit, he's on an airplane somewhere. We can't get him. That's great. But go subscribe on whatever service you listen to. You can go to our YouTube page, get some snippets, or, you know, and watch your podcast if that's what you like to do. YouTube.com/torturepod. If you'd like to donate to the show, do it on our link tree. You can do it on buymeacoffee.com/torturepod, where you can buy us a pizza. Or again, patreon.com/torturepod always helps. What I would like to see more of, though, however, for all of you listeners who are dedicated to listening to the show, redbubble.com/people/torturepod. Get yourself some fucking torture pod merch. Like, Dan and I both have on shirts and the hats. We're committed. Why aren't you?
Go spend tag your money. Us wearing your merch, and you could win the butthole.
Yes. We should do that. The first person that buys some of our merch, takes a picture of it, posts it on social, and tags us in it, or sends it via email, tags us in it or whatever, Dan will send you the invest in yourself butthole tag that he has made from our Christmas time true crime pot deux episode with podcast mogul Phil Better. Phil's doing some big stuff podcast right now, man. He's looks like he's writing a fucking book, writing a goddamn memoir of his time.
Yeah.
He's fucking busy. Go check out Phil Better's stuff. He's
But don't forget we'll to circle back here afterwards.
Yeah, well, obviously.
Oh my god, oh, sorry, hold on.
Go ahead.
Your cat just fell. He's had to fall behind my guitars.
Sorry. He's just looking, he's just like...
He's out, he's okay. Fucking idiot. All I saw was some of the guitars going like this. Anyway, sorry, apologies. Back to self-promotion.
Thank you again to Michael and Jeremy for stealing our podcast and starting off the episode. Go check out their Torture Heist episode wherever you get your podcast. It's good. You'll laugh. Just remember, go into it with the not so high hopes of classy humor, because if you're listening to this show, you're not going for classy humor anyway. you know what you're getting into.
I left an envelope here, and Jeremy was like, "Nah, I'm pushing it.
Yeah,
I'm pushing it."
Yeah. Again, plenty of times with here during the episode where I went, "Ooh, that one's gonna sting." Hint for our next episode: it puts the lotion on its skin, or it gets the hose again. This could, the good part about this being a shorter, kind of easier episode, not a whole lot of death and dismemberment and horrible, horrible, horrible things happening, except for, the blatant racism, is that when we get to the next episode or couple episodes, they are absolutely fucking brutal.
Cool.
Just so you know.
Well, look, I just like to point out the fact I completely skirted around the whole thing of saying that the torture was them dripping curry sauce onto them.
Yeah.
Or throwing chicken balls or some shit.
Chicken balls. Curry sauce is more India, though.
Nah, well, over here we get Chinese curry sauce. It's very popular.
I don't know how authentic Chinese curry is.
Oh, it ain't at all.
it's not. It's not at all. Like Chinese spaghetti. We get Chinese spaghetti over here.
What?
They call it really? They call it lo mein.
Lo mein. Oh, God.
Like, I don't think that's authentic. Sure it is. They don't have General Tso's or toes or however you pronounce it in China. That's not a thing over there. That's a Western invention.
We had a Chinese takeaway place near where I grew up. It was this kind of shopping thing with a pub there that was an absolute shithole. Like, we always took the piss saying that when you walk in the door, they have a metal detector, and if it doesn't go off, they give you a knife when you're going in, right? And the Chinese place was called the Golden Wok. So we obviously called it the Golden Shower.
Of course, and why would
it was very low-hanging fruit, but... We grabbed that fruit.
Sometimes those are the best. Sometimes that's the best tasting fruit. It's the little hanging one. Sometimes you just have to go for it. We've had that discussion before. Which one was going to go for? We're just doing it. Just go for it. Just grab that one. Oh, fuck. Fortune cook, don't go to China on vacation and then be like, I want a fortune cookie. That's not a thing over there. They believe they were invented in San Francisco and like... in the 1960s or some bullshit. So don't. Yeah. Dan, any words of wisdom?
Alcohol might not solve all your problems. Neither does milk.
And with that, we will leave you. Take care of yourselves. Take care of one another. And we'll see you.
Adios.